Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah. Ahmaduhu wa astainahu wa astahdihi wa astaghfiruhu. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Brothers and sisters, all praise to Allah. It is always indeed a blessing, a pleasure for me to address you here at this beautiful masjid, Masjid al-Rasul in Los Angeles, California, and to welcome you to our Jummah and to obey Allah as we are commanded to attend the Jummah, and also to welcome our radio audience. We are blessed with the support of an imam here in Los Angeles who sponsors us on an internet radio show, so we're privileged to be part of that and to welcome the guests who are listening in. Also, we have callers who call in to the Jummah on the two lines that we have available. And they actually, it's about 10 lines that are available. And to hear the Jummah when they are sick or shut in, they might be expecting or can't get out. It's extremely hot for the elderly today. So we try to use all of the powers that Allah blessed us with, and the inventions and the allowable inventions and all of those things. I call them angels, and that's exactly what they are. Because now we're short of power, manpower. We don't have the numbers we used to have as people who were working to practice what we call the religion of Al-Islam, and who are learning the religion of Al-Islam, and who are striving to go the way of Allah, to obey Allah. And so now we have to use our minds to make up for the manpower. And so Allah has told us that He has given us angels, and He'll send angels to you specially to support you and to help you. And Allah told our father Adam, we're the children of Adam, peace be upon him, He told the angels to bow down, to support Adam, to respect Adam, to yield up their powers to Adam under the command of Allah. If Adam obeys Allah, then just like we do. So now we want to use these new things. And we can use these inventions, the computer, the airways, texts, and all these different things, the radios, the TVs, media. We can use these things, and we can reach millions of people, whereas before we might have been hundreds of thousands of millions of us, and we were just talking to each other in the street. There was no phones. The word would pass in the grapevine. The grapevine is very strong, but it's not stronger than what Allah has given us to spread His word. Look at how Allah, the Most High, peace be upon Him, and peace be upon Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon Him, how it was over 1,400 years ago that Allah gave Him that message. And look today how there are billions of us. He was one man learning. And today there are billions of us who identify with that man and his leadership and his courage and his obedience to Allah the Most High. And as a result, we see that one small seed, one call, one servant who will obey Allah can have all kinds of wonderful, miraculous outcome in the future. When you think about 1,400 years, that's a small, small amount of time for all of these wonderful things to happen. When you look in here in this beautiful masjid, you are seeing the outcome, just one of billions and trillions of tiny outcomes of Allah's mercy to us as a community through all the messengers that He sent, and Muhammad being the last and the final. We have received along with him the miracle that Allah sent, this Quran. Allah has sent the Quran, and all of us follow the Quran, all of us obey what's in the Quran. And I want to say to you, because I haven't seen you since a while, I'm happy to be here today. I want to say to you, though, Ramadan Mubarak, because I didn't get a chance to say it to you during Ramadan. Looking wonderful. And I want to say to you, Eid Mubarak, because we successfully completed the Ramadan and we went through the Eid. And those of you who were able to fast the 6 days after the Ramadan, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that it's like you're fasting all the time. Can you imagine that? You get a year's worth of fasting for just doing the 30 days of Ramadan and six more if you can. It's not obligatory, but if you can do it, you're going to get a big blessing. But I'm here today, and I'm just kind of talking. I don't know if I explained the translation or not, but I said, praise be to Allah, and we seek refuge with Allah against Satan, the rejected enemy, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We praise and we seek his aid, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I bear witness openly that there is nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, is Allah's servant and his messenger. And also, Allah has no partners. He has no associates. La sharika la. So we don't join partners with Allah. We are not those who worship statues. We don't worship people. We don't worship anything seeable. We only worship Allah in the unseen. And he says that's the only way to worship him correctly. Who will worship him unseen? Bil ghaib. You cannot see Allah. Anyone who tells you he sees Allah, you just escort him over to where he can be comfortable and put some cold pad or something on his head or water on his head, because he's fantasizing. You cannot see Allah with your physical eyes. You can only know Allah through his names and the spirituality of revelation that he has revealed to Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him. So we have identities described to us about Allah, his sacred names and his powers. So let us live in that and let us enjoy that, appreciate that. Let us appreciate Allah. Let us worship him sincerely. And we are here today at the Juma at the invitation of someone who called me last night. I don't even know who it was. They didn't leave their name, but I appreciate you. I want you to know I love you and I love this community. I love your leader, and we've been partners and workers out here in the community and the Watts for a long time. We're so grateful. I'm so grateful to be a part of this community and to let everybody know that about the reputation of this masjid. It's a place of peace. It's a place of honor, a place of great struggle and consistency and ongoing effort to call the people to Allah. That's our job. Some people think because we're called Muslim that we're just supposed to sit down and relax and have a beautiful name, a peaceful name, and make our prayers and, you know, and shine and, you know, have a nice family life. We're going to talk a little bit about family life today, and that we don't have to do any work. But I'm here to tell you, and the Quran tells you, Allah tells you in his word, you know, the Holy Quran is his word to us. Whatever you read in the Holy Quran is the words of the Creator, Allah, our Creator, to you. And the Quran is telling you, the Quran is telling you what Allah wants you to know. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, said every letter in the Holy Quran is giving you or awarding you, Allah's rewarding you with 10 blessings for each letter. Not just the words, each letter in the Holy Quran. And we have to believe this, see? Part of the problem with a lot of Muslims in our community, worldwide, the system, al-Islam, is perfect. The word of Allah is perfect. But the problem is in our belief, in the strength of our belief. Do we strongly believe in Allah enough to where we'll do everything we know Allah has encouraged us or commanded us to do? Are we like that? Or are we looking around and seeing somebody who's dragging his feet? Allah calls it in the Quran, Backsliding is one of them. That's kind of severe. That's real severe. But there are people who say they lag behind. You heard about that, right? They go slow. But Allah says you should rush. You should run forward in obedience to him as though you were a war horse with panting breath, you know, putting forth effort to obey him and to do what Allah has instructed us to do. This is how we get our establishment. This is how we keep our establishment. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, we say, sallallahu, prayers to Allah be upon him and peace. Prayers to Allah be upon him and peace. That's what it's saying literally in Arabic. I know we have Arabic speakers here, and that's a blessing. We have to learn the Arabic because Allah says in the Quran that in the Arabic is the guidance, in the Arabic is the healing, and in the Arabic is the mercy. So somebody who says, oh, I'll get by with English, you're not getting by very well, brothers and sisters. You need that healing. You need that protection. You need that guidance. Allah says, among those he has created are some who argue with you without knowledge, without guidance, and without a book, Kitab al-Munir, without a book to enlighten them. So they want to argue with you. We live in a society that has their whimsical arguments. They call them laws in some cases, right? Laws. We're supposed to follow people who are astray. Allah says, "Wa in tu'ti akthara man fil ard yudilluka an sabilillahi." If you were to follow the common run of those on earth or the common behavior of those in your society, that's earth, you would be led away from the way of Allah. That's one of the verses in the Holy Quran. In yaktabiuna ila zanna wa in hum ila yakhrusun. They do nothing but conjecture, make up stuff. We're obeying laws in this society that are made up by people who are astray. You thought about that? And we are scared to obey Allah in the Holy Quran. Even afraid to obey the spirit of it or the imagination of what Allah is describing to us in the Holy Quran and that's ordered for us. You think the Jews would be afraid to obey what they believe is their laws from God? They may disobey, but they're not afraid of somebody else who tries to force them to disobey. So we Muslims have to be strong. We have to be strong. We have to obey Allah in everything that we're doing. We cannot be afraid. We cannot be shy. We have to rush forward in obedience to Allah. What the Prophet, peace be upon him, was able to establish, that's what we should be living, brothers and sisters. He said, if you hold on to his book and the Quran and his book, the word of Allah and his book, you would never go astray. So read the Holy Quran, study the Holy Quran, accept what is in there. Do not be weak. That's what we were talking about earlier. Do not be weak in your faith and your obedience. Do not let unbelievers argue with you and discourage you and kill your spirit. Do not let unbelievers lead you away, tempt you away. Allah said it can be real subtle because they got people who can give you stuff that will dazzle you, say things to you that will dazzle you. Have you read that in the Holy Quran? Yeah. So they'll tempt you away from the way of Allah. Do nothing but guesswork, make up stuff. These what they call their laws. Here's a law. They used to have a law that wouldn't let me walk on the street because of my color. I think they still got some of that. Yeah, treat you differently because of your color or because of your language or because of where you come from or because of your sex. Treat you differently. Treat you cruelly. May kill you because of your color. I don't like the way you look. What's the answer? We need a potent answer, potent. What's the answer for these diseases that the unbelievers are spreading throughout society? Make them their laws. They try to get you to obey their laws, and they tell you to run away from, stay away from, shun, reject your laws, Allah's laws. You got people who do things that are totally against nature that are fully protected by these fake laws.
tell two men it's okay to get married, but strongly discourage you from having a wife. Make movies with all kind of prostitution and wrangling and foolishness going on all the time. Breaking up, trying to manipulate the bond, the strong bond of male-female. Manipulate it so that after a while, a man don't want a woman no more. And he finds himself kind of weirdly, strangely, and mysteriously attracted to a man. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. We have to stay awake. You are the vanguard. You are helping yourself and you are helping your future. You are the vanguard of the people to come. How are we doing this? We're using our strength that's in the Holy Quran. This is the whole truth and nothing else but the truth. Allah says there's no doubt, no falsehood in it. No falsehood in it. La rayba fi, no false in it. One of the first commandments that you read in here, or that verses that you read in the Holy Quran, when you open it up, the way it's arranged, is that there's no falsehood in this book. This is the book, and it is guidance sure. It doesn't say anything else about any other thing. It says this is the book, and it is guidance sure, without doubt, to those who fear Allah, who have the taqwa, the God-fearingness, of God consciousness in their life. You have to live by that, brothers and sisters. You have to live by that. It says that the falsehood mongers, they do nothing but lie. وَإِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَى زَنَا وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَى يَخْرُسُونَ. They do nothing but make up stuff, and they do nothing but lie. You know about that. Prophet Isa, alayhi salam, he told these people who love to talk to us in the media, love to make up false religion, he told them, 2,000 years ago, he told them 2,000 years ago that you are children of the devil. Here we are following the laws made up by the children of the devil in this society and many others of the world. And brother said, man, he told me, man, you saying Reba, because I was talking to him about something. That's Reba. I said, the way I'm explaining it to you, I said, that's not Reba. That's Reba. And then I say, you have insurance on your house? Yeah. You got a bank account? Yeah. I said, that's Reba. The interest they charge you and interest you paying and all that stuff. I said, that's Reba. You got life insurance? That's Reba. So anyway, we are the vanguard for the people of the future. The way we learn our religion and practice our religion and be firm and steadfast in our religion will be a shining example to the people around us now, and it'll be a shining example to the people to come. And Allah is looking at you all the time. He is witness to everything that you do. Allah says in the Holy Quran, there's not a word spoken in the heavens or the earth, but He knows it. He hears it. Everything He sees, nothing escapes His vision. We need to be those who have strong faith. We need to believe in Allah. We need to know that Allah is with us all the time. At what time do you think that you're hidden from Allah? When do you think that you're on your own? Where do you get this mind that you think that you're doing your thing and nobody else sees you and you're not going to pay up for anything that you do or say? That's falsehood. Shaitan wants you to think you're on your own. The devil wants you to think that nobody sees you and that you're not accountable for your deeds. He wants you to think that you're going to live forever. Didn't he say to Adam? He said, I'll make you beings that will live forever if you just listen to me. Just follow my way. Brothers and sisters, guard yourself. Be on guard against the idea that you can do anything you want to do, say anything you want to say, break any rule you want to break, and there's no consequences. That your spirituality is not going to pay. That your morality is not going to pay. Sometimes, you know, we get this idea that if we can't see it, or if we don't hear it, or if it don't just come and just knock us down or affect us physically, that there's no consequence. When all the time, Shaitan, like a vampire, is draining off your good spirit. Just sucking. your happiness out of you, sucking your joy. That's what sin does. That's what sin does. We've got a being that lives with us, constant companion, called a Kareem. And the Kareem will obey you if you obey Allah. They asked Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, do you have a jinn or devil Kareem? And he said, yes, but Allah has helped me make mine a Muslim. The jinn will help you. He will obey you. He will work with you. Mighty jinn, not no weakling now, will work with you if you will obey Allah. More, strive hard to obey Allah. And he's not making you do anything wrong. There's a verse in the Quran where the jinn says, my Lord, I did not make him disobey. I did not make him disobey. He did this on his own. Because, brothers and sisters, you have a mind, you have knowledge, you have a will, you're supposed to take that will and make it surrender to Allah. But you do have a will, and you can do what you want to with your will. That's why Allah judges you for your deeds. Because Allah said in the Holy Quran, he is going to watch you to see how you perform. He's going to test your reporting. You know, we like to think we're a big bad thing. We can, Allah said he's going to watch you and see how you're going to perform. He's going to test whether or not you're really big, whether you're really strong, whether you're really great. I'm so great. Allah says he's going to test that and check that out. I'm talking to all of us. And this talk is not a talk where we're just talking. This is the admonition that Allah says we have to put into our Jummah and into our life, into our consciousness every day until we become God conscious, aware of Allah all the time. All the time. So much so that when you get ready to do something or say something, you're thinking about, should I say this or do this? You'll get so strong in checking yourself that you'll get to a spirituality where you don't have to worry about yourself anymore. Shaitan won't even bother you anymore because he knows that you have given your whole self to who? Allah. We got a lot of work to do because this society has given full access or full reign to Shaitan to do whatever he wants to do. Just like he intended. He says, my Lord, give me respite until the day they are raised up. He said, I'll come at him from every direction. Right? And we see it ourselves. We say, man, something always, what? God's trying to get you. You've got earth that you're made out of, the earth. Hear me now. Hear, listen. You got the earth that you're made out of, and you got the heaven above. Beneath that, and you got seven earths, seven heavens, and seven earth levels. And beneath that, you got hell. Shaitan is always calling to the earth people to keep them from looking up towards heaven. He's calling you all the time to keep you involved in something that will at least keep you in the lowest level of the earth where he has a lot of access to you. If Shaitan got you already, then you're probably not bothered by anything. Your consciousness is asleep. You're gone. He don't have to keep people, he don't have to bother people in hell because they're already there. But if you're on earth, he's going to bother you and bother you and bother you. Allah says, keep up your prayer, keep up your remembrance of him, so you will not be distracted by Shaitan. Allah gives you so many tools. You don't realize your power. I don't think we realize our power, brothers and sisters. We have so many tools to frighten Shaitan off, run him off, and to ward him off, ward off evil. Remembrance of Allah is the strongest thing in life, right? The greatest thing in life is remembrance of Allah. Learn the Holy Quran because those are Allah's words to you. That's his guidance to you. That's the health. That's the strength. That's the power, is learning what Allah says in the Holy Quran. Where else will you get your power from? Where else will you get your power from if you have guidance? The society, the world wants to make you think that it's giving you guidance, but it's actually leading you astray. If you follow their guidance, you will be led astray. Prophet Isa alayhi salam, when he found the children of Israel in their deep, in their long time disobedience, he told them, he said, you're so astray, you are like your father the devil. And he put a curse on them. He told them they were vipers. He told them that the house of Israel was desolate. That's what he told them. And he cursed their leaders, their big ones. It's always the big ones in society who encourage everybody else to follow them and to listen to them and obey them and to fear them. Allah says in the Holy Quran, fear them not, but fear Allah. Yes, there'll come a day when they will tell you, those false spirits who live in bodies just like us, those false spirits will tell you, don't blame me. Blame your own self. You had a chance to listen to Allah. Someone did tell you to check yourself, to reflect on what you're doing. That's why the Jummah is established, so that every week a witness will come and encourage you, admonish you, call you back to Allah from outside of you. But you have a witness inside of you that calls you to Allah all the time, and it's your own conscience. You have to keep it strong. You have to reject society. Do I mean don't go to work? Do I mean don't make you a business? No, but you have to reject what they're talking about. Listen to what they talk about. Half of them can't even speak the cleanliness of their language anymore. They curse. They curse at you. I went out one time not long ago and protested the homosexual thing a couple of months ago and weeks ago in Long Beach. And I had the sign and everything, and I said, none of the plants and animals are homosexuals. And they passed by there. They cursed me. They told me I was a liar. Said they got animals that are homosexual. And they said that they gave me the finger and all that. And they passed by in their groups. I thought for a couple of times that they wanted to take a swing at it, you know. But I was ready for that because, you know, I was in the military. So, you know, I'll wait till they hit me. Let them hit me real good. And then I'll just go to work, you know what I'm saying, with the name Allah. But anyway, they try to blame creationists and find something in creation that they can lie on. But Allah made everything, and everything he made, Allah said in the Quran, he made it most good. And he said he made the male and the female so that, he said, that's the way he reproduces you. That's what it says. And he has punishment for those who break that law. The least punishment in the Holy Quran is to be put under house arrest for life unless Allah makes some other way out for them. That's what homosexuals get. Yeah. Don't listen to society talking about, oh, that's gay, or we got a flag and we can do what we want and all that. Muslims should not be victims of listening to society's idea about what is sexuality or what is family. Family is a male and a female, and the family in our deen must be married. Must be married. Now, the pagans, they just male and female. But the Muslim must be married. A Muslim can marry one, two, three, four women. You have to take care of them. But one is best for you, if you only knew. Well, that's a hard job, brothers. That's a hard job. But we know that our women, many of them don't have husbands, and we know that sometimes they feel just left out, left alone. And then some of them attempted to marry unbelievers. Did you know that a Muslim woman is not supposed to marry a non-Muslim? Yes, a believer is not to marry except another believer. So that's why Allah makes that provision. So if you got more women in your community than men, and the women have to get over that selfishness and that silliness that tells them don't help the other Muslim sister. It's not all about sex. It's more about provision and psychological welfare. It's more about maintenance, provision, and psychological welfare. Why you want your woman to go crazy because she can't have a husband? She can't marry the unbelievers, and she doesn't have a husband. So just let her go crazy. No. The Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to marry, he had young women, he had older women. He had women with children, women who didn't have children. He married women who would seal the bond with other people who, prior to that, had not been friendly with his community or with another group in the community. We have to study our religion so we will know who we are as a people. If you look like me, my skin color, you'll probably go the way of the average person in America who looks like me, and he's in bad shape. They're in bad shape because the laws of this society have been put together to undermine and to disgrace and to reject the rights, the natural nature rights of the person who looks like me in this society and other Western societies. One of the reasons why is because their worship, the thing they worship is in the image of the Caucasian people. I'm not talking race, I'm talking history. I'm talking right now-ism. They worship the race of the Caucasian, of the white people. They worship the image of the Caucasian people, and thereby, they think that God is a son of God, so thereby, they're forming a color order, pattern, or a color, a spectrum. They're creating color levels and grades of dignity. So if you look like the God that they worship, oh, you see how they get treated. You come in from other lands, you get treated better than the people who were born here and been here for 300, 400, 500 years. Yes, everybody know what I'm talking about. And so they create this color grade, and you have to have something powerful to bring you out of that. Here it is, Allah's book, and the example of Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him.
Oh.
That's right. He was so on top of this racial thing that he told some of his followers, you have slaves? You have servants? You have helpers at your house? So yes, he cooks your food? Yes. Let him eat sometime. Let him eat first. You have nice clothes on, I see. Yes, yes. Dress your servant like you dress. Or you're going on a journey and you like riding on your camel or your horse, get out and let your slave ride. He's a human being. So he broke up that racism and that color consciousness. That's what we have to do in this society. And I see it being represented right here. The blessing of Muslims coming together and in obedience to Allah, regardless of what they look like. All praises due to Allah. Takbir. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. This Quran is what made the Prophet like that. It told him that Allah is a creator of colors, that Allah is the creator of all things and all people. And Allah will judge you according to your deeds, not your skin. Allah will judge you according to your deeds.
Alhamdulillah.
So we wanted to talk a little bit about the need to prove to Allah that we are pioneers, developers, and that we are brave or courageous ancestors. We want to show ourselves approved. That's what the Quran says. Show that you worship Allah sincerely. Show that you believe in the unseen and that you will obey him even without seeing him. So we have to prove ourselves to Allah that we are pioneers, developers, and strong ancestors of the people to come, by establishing our way of life called Al-Islam in this society, in this land, in this lifetime that we live in. Show them the Quran. I had someone call me and said, you're going to give out the Qurans to the people? We've been giving out hundreds, actually over 1,000 Qurans. You're going to give the noble Quran to somebody? I said, you can't have a Quran because they're not a Muslim. I said, Allah said in the Quran, there was a time when you weren't a Muslim. Allah says in the Holy Quran that he sent the Prophet to spread this message all over to everyone equally. Everybody. Wash your hands, teach them how to hold the Quran, tell them to respect this book, and tell them to read this book so this book can clean them up. How else are we going to make this dirty, crazy society straighten up? What are you going to use in the place of this Quran? You going to hide the Quran, put it away behind your back? Allah says make it known. Allah says make this book known. You can get free Qurans for $40, $50, sometimes $100 for a whole case, depending on who translated it or who is a distributor. They'll distribute it out there to you for maybe $100. Free Qurans, $30, $40, $50, depends on where you get it at. 50 Qurans for $100 or $120. Translations, 80 translations for $100 or something that you can give to the people and familiarize them with this book and tell them this is the book of the Creator. We are the ones who follow the Creator of the heavens and the earth. He made Jesus. We follow the Lord and Savior of the whole creation, Allah. He's the one who made Jesus. He's the one who made Muhammad. He's the one who made everything. Rabbil Alameen, the whole creation. Yes. Don't be ashamed and don't tell yourself, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy.
You know, the prophet, peace be upon him, his caller's coming in. Don't hang up. Okay, alhamdulillah.
The prophet, peace be upon him, he was Muhammad until he received the revelation. Then he became the messenger of Allah. And he told us his own self, as mentioned in the Quran. I'm just a man. But what does Allah say? He is Allah's messenger. And his job is to spread Allah's message all throughout the creation. He is a mercy to all the worlds. Don't say you're not good enough. You might be the common person now. You might think of yourself as a common person now. But if you think of yourself as more than just a Muslim, but you think of yourself as a believer, and if you think of yourself as a teaching believer, you have so much knowledge. You know how much knowledge you have learned if you've been in this community even a month, couple of months, a year? Even if you've been here 2 years, you're strong enough, you have enough knowledge to help unbelievers understand our way of life. You've seen young girls and boys, they're 16 years old, they mix with the wrong crowd, and by the time they're 18, they're in prison somewhere. They're crazy somewhere, pregnant, 2-3 children, by bullies and crazies. We have to straighten this mind out. We have the power. Allah has given us something that has the power to straighten society out. Look at us. There's over 2 billion Muslims on the earth. Allah gave Prophet Muhammad something that has the power to straighten up societies. That's his word, Allah's word. Allah says, hurl this truth against falsehood and knock out its brain. All this falsehood around us, we take this Quran and hit it hard. Hit that falsehood hard, right in his head. When you speak to people, it goes in their ears, to their head. When they see you, your image, your ideas, your words, your lips are moving along with your sounds, and it's going into their eyes and ears through their head. Hurl this truth against falsehood and knock out its brain. Hollywood ain't nothing if the Muslim is busy. During the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were gangs, criminals, drinkers, and whatever. People running around naked, having sex in the street, worshiping 300 and something idols. But this message started being revealed to him in the night of power, and ever since then, it's been spread all over the earth. Changed all of Arabia, the corrupt people in Mecca, crazy astray idolaters in Mecca, in less than 25 years. If somebody's in here 25 years old, we say that's a young man. In less than 25 years, this revelation changed all of Arabia. You can do the same thing, inshallah. Don't be telling yourself you can't do it, or I'm just here to receive. Scripture says it's better to give than to receive, right? That's what it says. Don't tell yourself that you're just here to relax because you found comfort against the bullies, the drug dealers, and the crazy people in your society or in your neighborhood. Your job is to spread this message, to be an example for yourself, your family, everybody who hears you, everybody who sees you. All those around. You're here to be an example, brothers and sisters. Don't say that what religion are you living if you're not living al-Islam? What religion are you living if you're not living al-Islam? Even if you wanted to be a Christian, if you follow the example of Jesus, you'd be right out there dealing with it. You wouldn't be scared. They claim they got Jesus, but they don't have a real Jesus. The real Jesus is people like us with this right here. Why do you keep holding up the Quran? Because this is the book. And it is guidance sure, without doubt, to those who fear Allah, who believe in the unseen, are steadfast in prayer, and who spend or use what Allah has blessed them with. That's what it says, right? That's what you should be living. Now don't let me go. And then later on today or tomorrow, you're right back to the same thing. This is supposed to make a change in you. As often as you open this up, you will be exposed to the light of Allah. There's no brighter light than the light of Allah, the words of Allah, the wisdom of Allah, the truth of Allah, which will empower you to such an extent that, as I was saying earlier, you won't be just a regular Muslim. You will become a teacher Muslim, a teaching Muslim. Allah says that that is your actual most powerful identity. Calls it vizierin. Says you are his caretakers and his special agents, inheriting agents. That's what Allah calls you. You're not doing all this work for nothing, sweating for nothing, like in the slavery of America. Look how you tolerated them for hundreds of years, still getting beat up and shot in the streets. Millions of people working for hundreds of years for free. Allah said, you're not going to work for free for him. He said, well, he's going to reward you more than what? More than you can measure. More than you can count in this life and the hereafter. He said, you can't even imagine what your blessing will be in the hereafter just from following this little book. Embrace this book. I see some Muslims hug it, tiss it. Embrace this book. Take this book deep down into your soul. Deep down into your soul. And that's where all that power is. Miracles happen every day. The water have to work with you. You're made out of the earth. The water have to work with you. The air have to work with you. The light have to work with you. All the creation has to work with you when you surrender to Allah. It's happening. So the timing has to work with you. Everything is like Allah made it. The timing has to work with you. All of a sudden, stuff will start happening on time. You'll be on time. You'll say the right thing. You'll go to the right place. The right person will be sent to you. Yes. Allah will help you. Allah loves you. It ain't like this society. Yes, I know. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And all they're doing is turning you into a bunch of cannibals. You love Jesus? Yeah, well, drink his blood. You really love Jesus? Yeah, eat his flesh. Man, now you're close to him. Watch him put his blood all over you. It's cannibalism and vampirism and insanity, sickness, disease. Allah said he brought this book to you to take the disease out of you. He brought this, he gave you this to get the diseases out of you. Shaitan even run from you when you call their band or their karma. Brother called their band. Shaitan run. Say he runs 40 miles away. Can you imagine that? How does that happen? Because Allah got power. Yeah. Shaitan's so terrified. And he'll fear you too. This book here says it's a duty on every Muslim to learn this book. This book will elevate your status among the people. This is some of the identities of the Quran and powers of the Quran. This book will be an intercessor for you on the day of judgment. This book, knowledge of how much knowledge you learn of this book, how much you learn of this will equate to where your level will be in the hereafter. Can you imagine yourself sitting next to or near Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, or Esau, or talking with Musa? Can you imagine that? Ibrahim calling you, oh, my son, I'm so happy about you. I see you made it. Whew. Had to wonder about you for a minute. You was in America. You was in America. You was in Hollywood. Whew. Brothers and sisters, let us obey Allah as it should be obeyed. Let us worship Allah as it should be worshipped. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Amen. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا محمد رسول الله الحمد لله السلام عليكم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين محمد ابن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. And in the translation we say praise be to Allah, we ask Allah's mercy and blessings be upon Muhammad and his family and his companions and all of the believers the world over. He is the best of all of the messengers that were sent. His mission was impeccable.
His mission was so successful that he's called Hiram Rasalim, the best of all of the messengers. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, as we mentioned a moment ago, you can do this. You must do this. You must do this. Take this Quran and live it. Why not be the Quran walking, as the messenger was? To some extent, you can become the Quran walking instead of being in this society where it's bullcrap on you all the time. Would you rather be Quran walking or bullcrap walking all the time? Be the Quran walking. Learn this Quran, and it goes with you everywhere you go. Those who commit the Quran to memory, they will be in the highest places in the hereafter. Do the best that you can. You know, to commit it to memory, you have to have an exemplary mind, a special, extra special mind, or you have to be very, very young. There are children who this is all they heard their whole life. So many children know the Quran by heart. Brothers and sisters, let us learn this, and let us seek Allah's protection against shaitan. Shaitan cannot approach this Quran. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, says shaitan cannot come to your house when you have the Quran in that house. When you live in the Quran in your homes, when you live in the Quran in your homes, shaitan cannot be in there. He bypasses the house in which the Quran is recited. Remember that. That's reality. These things we're talking about at the Juma, these are Islamic realities. These are Muslim realities. This is Muslim culture. This is Muslim religion. This is what Muslims believe. This is what we believe. So we are obligated to guard our culture, to keep our culture, to practice our culture. I was telling my daughter, I said, all those dishes you make with the some of them have African seasonings in it, and you make some over here with a different kind of whatever you make with the Arab seasoning in it, the Pakistani or the Indian seasoning, the Chinese seasoning. I said, all of these, you have to understand, you are establishing. I said, you may become the mother of Muslim cooking in the West, on the West Coast. I said, you have to value the clothes we wear. We have to become those people who can make something and do something for our own selves. We have to see that we can carve out a life or fashion a life that will please Allah and please us. Allah says in the Holy Quran, the believers will be pleased with their own striving and pleased with Allah, and Allah will be pleased with them. Why is he shouting? Because I want to be emphatic, and I know it takes a lot of that to reach some of the impressions that the society has made on us. This society thinks it rules us. You do not control Muslims. We have submitted our wills to who? Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. So your teachers, you brothers and sisters, I'm deputizing you today. I'm deputizing you. I hope the next teacher or speaker comes and deputize you and tell you, I heard Brother Khatib say, you are deputy of Allah. Yes, you are. He says you are his vicegerents, caretakers of the earth. If that's not deputizing you, I don't know what is. Allah says, Hudnadi ja'alakum khalifal ard. It is he has made you his caretaking agents. That he has made you his caretakers in the earth, and you are inheritors of it. He has made the earth to work with you. He said he's made the sun and the moon to work with you, the waters to work with you. So what does that mean? That means that all you have to do is insert yourself in what Allah has already set up for you. Insert your good self in what Allah has already divinely set up for you to inherit, to use, to drive like a vehicle. The devils and the wicked ones shouldn't be driving you around. Most of the time they stuff you in the trunk. They shouldn't be driving you around talking about, yeah, I control all these people, even the Muslims. No, you don't, sucker. No, you don't. You should let the devils know that they don't control Muslims because you got this book. You surrender to the one who made this book, and he will show you that he will use your feet, your hands, your voice, your eyes, your ears, your whole body. You belong to Allah. Didn't it say in the Quran to say we belong to Allah? Make it true. Make it true. Accept it yourself. Accept what Allah has said He has made for you to inherit. The earth doesn't belong to nobody but the righteous. Accept it. Get clean. Purify yourself. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was told that Allah Most High has made the earth as a place of purity and prayer for the believers. The earth is so clean, you don't even have to use water all the time to wash yourself for prayer. Is that right? Yes. Called Tayammum, right? And a place of prayer. You can pray anywhere on this earth. You can pray anywhere on this earth except certain very specific places. You can't make salat in the graveyard or in the bathroom. You know that. Why would you? But you can make dua in the graveyard, can't you? So Allah forgive this person. You must. It's time for us to wake up. Reclaim yourself. Take yourself back to the devil. Say, you know what? I'm going to purify myself. I'm not going to sell no dope. I'm not going to use no dope. I'm not going to be shooting people. I'm not going to be acting a fool. I'm not going to be robbing and stealing and lying all the time. I'm not going to be tricking my mate. Time to grow up. Be a real man or woman. Time to grow up. And you'll see the miracles start to happen over and over and over. And they'll never stop. If you make a mistake, say, man, I can't do that no more. I'm missing my miracle. Ask Allah's forgiveness. Start right back over. Allah says He is all forgiving. He is much forgiving and all forgiving. Ready to accept your service. And He's helping you all the time. Look how you're breathing Allah's air right now. You in the light. All the time. Allah just providing you, helping you, giving you a voice, giving you the ability to speak, giving you the ability to be intelligent. You can think. You can think logically. Angels support you. Mathematics is like a big angel all over the creation. Mathematics, it works under the water, it works in the air, it works in the skies, it works far out as you want to go, and as close as you want to be. Mathematics is an angel, and the thinking of mathematics, called logic, your logical, your real, your rational, your intelligent thinking, among those lines of truth that we call mathematics, it works everywhere. Use it. Be wise. Accept Allah. Don't reject Allah. If you don't accept Allah all the way, that's a form of rejection. I don't care if you can read. I don't care how old you are. If you can read and understand what this book is saying, accept this book and live this book. If you live this book, Allah loves you. If you reject this book, you will suffer from that rejection. That's what Allah said in the Quran. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما آمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم في العالمين انك حميد مجيد ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما and that means our Lord give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes and grant us the grace to lead آتينا في دنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. And that Lord, that means our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter and save us from the chastisement of the hell. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن أمير المؤمنين علي ولي الله أشهد أن أمير المؤمنين علي هدى الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاة حي على الفلاة حي على خير الأمل حي على خير الأمل قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله السلام عليكم Closing the gap, please. So you are a solid wall.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما
الله
الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. الله أكبر. بحول الله وقوته يحكو ما يحكوك. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمد ربي صل على محمد وآل محمد. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. الله أكبر. أستغفر الله ربي وأتوب إليه. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. الله أكبر. الحمد لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد.
Couldn't make it to Jumu'ah by making a dua after they're sick. They're now well. And also the prophet said, those who speak upon them, those who have passed away, mm-hmm. they do offer them, because the best way to do that for the sick and those who passed away is Shuma. Let us be of those who bow in submission to your will. Protect our ill and protect those who have passed on, O Allah. Forgive them their sins and admit them into paradise. Amen.
More welcome.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I'm 60 years old, but I haven't seen Sheila Mazda. I'm going to read Edison Abraham. That's what my wish.
Really?
I read it soon.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir.
First experience. And then accept your heart, Noor.
Amen. Thank you.
Noor Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. From the
Prophet.
That's right. How Allah house is Makkah. Allah house
that's
is
right.
Makkah.
That's right.
And there are another house in Medina. There are two houses, believe. There is nothing any different.
Oh. That's right.
Very simple theory.
Allah
house, Muhammad house.
That's right. Alhamdulillah. 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 Brothers and sisters that are on the line, we thank Allah for you, and you are always more than welcome, and we appreciate your support and your participation, and I'm just thrilled. So may Allah bless all of us the world over, and have mercy upon us and forgive us our sins, and let us believe in Him, always live as Muslims, and be admitted into paradise. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alaykum as-salam, sir. Bless you, brother. I actually have a copy of that book, and I may be able to get you a copy of the copy of that
Would
book.
Which I know where you're on.
You got my number.
Let me give you a three.
Assalamu alaikum.
How are you doing, Sister Medina? Good to see you, sister.
Likewise, brother. Goodbye. Alhamdulillah. Look. Give me 1 second, my brother. Let me help her with this right here. I'm almost done. Okay.
That's
I'm with you. So, well, how come the brothers are coming, brothers? I'll put it right there. Okay. Well, you have four.
My brother, you okay, man?
This is, man. Let me do everything this, man. It's my smile, sir.
Somebody, yes, sir.
You too, my brother.
Holy Brother, that's your father. We missed your sermon, sorry, you know. Oh, I came a little bit late from work.
Oh, no problem. Inshallah, we'll be here again soon. So everything's been going pretty smooth for you, my brother? Alhamdulillah.